Increasingly, we are encouraged to live our personal and our business lives digitally. It makes life easier, but comes with a risk. You're on 101.5, and today we're talking cybersecurity and cloud accounting for small business. Two topics that can save you money, time, and a lot of headaches. Joining us today from Power to Accounting, Tax and Business Advice, is Director Daniel Hay. Welcome back, Daniel.
Thanks, Debbie. Great to be here again.
Daniel, let's start with the scary part. As an accountant, what cyber risk do you actually see hitting small businesses?
The three big ones mostly that come up again and again. Firstly, invoice fraud. So criminals slip in and change the supplier bank details. So when you actually go to pay the bill, you're paying the right bill, but they've actually got the wrong account details on there. The second one is email takeovers. So a single compromised email can actually expose a lot from your inbox. So that could be ABNs, tax file numbers for staff, invoices, you name it. The big one, though, is the ransomware. So it locks up your files, which can stop payroll and BAS lodgements in their tracks. So from an accountant's view, all three create cash flow shocks, ATO compliance problems, and lost productivity.
What's the minimum protection a small business should take?
Build from the Australian Cybersecurity Centre's Essential 8. It's a practical baseline for every Australian business. At a minimum, keep systems patched. Use multi-factor authentication or 2FA on email and accounting software. And in the accounting software, you can actually restrict admin rights and also harden your browsers and disable macros. It's not glamorous, but it works.
All right, Daniel, let's flip to the positive. Where does cloud accounting and automation make life safer and easier?
Great question. Cloud accounting, think modern platforms. So things like bank feeds, approvals, workflows, and essentially audit trails. So it reduces the number of times that human error, so retyping, can cause. So which means scammers are less likely to slip through something with you when you're reconciling your accounts. A few accountant approved wins. So is definitely your bank feeds and your cloud software. Creating rules. So basically, cutting the errors, document capture, so you can snap receipts, supply bills, extract out the data and keep the source document for audit evidence. User roles and approvals, so in that accounting software, you can set certain rules for users where they can actually create the bills and others to actually pay the bills. So there's no sort of invoice tampering involved there. The other one is e-invoicing, so software to software. So this is a new type of invoicing which has been introduced. So ultimately, if you do adopt that, there's less emails, less fake, which means no incorrect bank details. So there's less likely to pay the wrong person.
That's really interesting, Daniel. Let's take a quick song break and we'll be back again with more straight after. Back again, you're on 101.5 and we're with Daniel Hay from Power to Accounting talking about cybersecurity and cloud accounting. So, Daniel, if a business owner's thinking, where do I start this month? What's your accountant's four-step action plan?
Well, step one is lock the doors. So turn on that multi-factor authentication on everything. So that extends to emails, accounting software and payroll. Even maybe adapt a password manager program to manage all those passwords. Step two, tighten your payables. So have two people part of that process in the accounting software. So one to actually enter the bill and the other to actually pay the bill. So that sort of stops any sort of errors. And also can actually set a callback rule for your suppliers where if the bank details change, you can give them a buzz just to confirm it before you make the next payment. Step three, automate. So turn on the bank feeds and bank rules in your accounting software and use that document capture image, which is available in most of those accounting packages. And step four, if you can adapt the e-invoicing, probably look at registering that one, because that can definitely limit a lot of email-based scams.
Quick myth busting before we wrap. Cloud sounds risky. Are we putting data more at risk?
Not if you set it up correctly. So the risk isn't the cloud versus desktop. It is the controls versus no controls. So cloud tools give you controls. So they give you multi-factor authentication. You can do rules, approvals, audit trails, and e-invoicing, which is hard to actually replicate in a single office PC. So add backups and simple incident report checklists, and most small businesses dramatically lower their risk surface. And your books stay real time, which also helps with cash flow and tax planning.
Perfectly put. Daniel, thanks for the practical playbook.
My pleasure. If listeners want to help mapping the Essential 8 to their finance systems, or getting started with invoicing, talk to their local accountant.
Thank you, Daniel. Cyber smart, cloud smart, keep your cash safe and your books tidy. That's Daniel Hay from Power2, keeping our community connected and informed. Pick up on all those great tips again from Daniel on the podcast on 1015fm.com.au and stay tuned for some great classic hits.